quickly here and look at Psalm, start at Psalm 116. One, one, six. Isn't it good to be together today? You know, it's the Lord's Day. It's Sunday. We call this the first day of the week. It really is. I mean, I know we don't, you know, we're together for an hour and a half, and then, you know, we chat and whatever, and we try to encourage that. We try to do other things, you know, fellowship dinners. We have other things planned just to be together. And it really is. It's good. I look forward to it and pray that we will continue to and continue to grow. I'm sorry, 118. 118, sorry. In just the first verse, I want to start out there, okay? Which says, give thanks to the Lord. Why? For he is good. Why? Because his love endures forever. Never stops. Never unending love. And when I think about that last part, I think about being in love. And many of us have been there. I hope we still are, but being in love. And this is what we discover about being in love, if you haven't already. Being in love is a lot different than the Hallmark Channel, what do you call those, chick flicks?
Oh, yeah.
Just let me gag right now.
I love those.
Yeah. But being in love, yeah, I know, poke your eye out with a fork. And, you know, there are novels and there are romance books. Ooh. Right? And romance books and so high. Yeah. And you know, being in love, and there, it's valid being in love, but the whole idea of, well, you know, now I'm in love and now I'm not, you know, type of thing. When it comes to, yeah, how we feel. And I think there's something valid about that when it comes to being in love, when you talk about falling in love, when you talk about love. But when you talk about love from the point of view of enduring for 70 years, marriage, okay? His love endures. Well, then, you know, you better learn the trick of continually what? Falling in love, see? You better learn that kind of trick. And not to just get this image of what love is from, you know, popular culture, the movies or books, but to get it from the book and to see that steadfastness of love. And we get it especially from God. God who loves me when I'm not so lovable. In fact, it says that Jesus died for me when what? When I was his enemy. When I was a sinner, Christ died for us. Now that's love. And so that he is able to love me through my not being just so quite right. That's powerful. So he says, give thanks. And this is what I want to emphasize, give thanks. Stick with me now, okay? Turn back now to Numbers. And I want you to see something. What I want you to see, sometimes we see what something is by seeing its opposite. You're now going to see its opposite. Numbers chapter 11. And you'll get this right away. Numbers chapter 11. Numbers is in the Old Testament. It's not. It's after Leviticus, right? No, Exodus. Yeah, Leviticus, Numbers, yeah. So, but Numbers 11. And I don't want to get into the context. It's just that the people of Israel, God's people, were good at this and not good at giving thanks. Did you hear me? I want you to hear this about God's people, Israel. And there's a lesson to be learned from it. It says in chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now the people complained. You see it there? Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord, and when he heard them, his anger was aroused. Now, before I go there, let me just say this. I think that there is a place for us complaining. I really do. There's a place for us to complain. That place is called in prayer. Now, we have to be careful even with that. But when you read the Psalms, David says in the Psalms, I've made my complaint unto the Lord, brought his complaints there. And we have to be careful. The opposite of thankfulness is complaining, complainfulness. Now, I think we're all good at that, complaining. Huh? I think we all are. I think everybody is. You ready? Let's just bring up politics. You know, stand in line for the complaints to come in, right? But when it comes to a lot of things that we don't like or we don't agree with, or that people who cross us, people in authority who cross us, things that we dislike, we are more apt to be complaining than we are thanking. And we talk about, you know, common courtesies. There's a not so common courtesy, which is thank you. You know, thank you. And this whole idea of giving thanks to the Lord, you know, having a heart of gratitude for God and not a heart of complaining. And I just want to show us that. And if you had to write down, make two lists, right? You ready? You know where I'm going already, right? You know where I'm going. If you had to make two lists, here's the list over here on this side of things I complain about. On the other side, things I'm thankful for. Which list would be longer? Thank you. You're so honest. Thank you. She said this one over here. But come on now, right? The complaining list. You know? And rather than the thanking list. And I want to take advantage of giving thanks today when we've come to the Lord. And especially do we become complaining when there's some kind of hardship that we face. It's easy, especially when the hardship is caused by someone and that someone was really out of place, really wrong. And boy, we have to be careful about how it is that we have to guard our hearts. And I want to show you the last scripture verse, okay, from Romans. And this is a very telling scripture verse that I want to highlight and draw our attention to this morning. And the challenge is to be more thankful than we are complaining. That's the challenge this morning, to be more thankful than we are complaining. And to be thankful for what God has done in our lives. We look at his salvation that we gave thanks for this morning. We want to give thanks that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Even when we're going through difficulties, to somehow have this attitude of not of complaining, but of thanking. It's tough. It's tough. I'm going to give you some homework in a minute, but look here at Romans, and it's in the first chapter of Romans, and it's a very telling situation. Where we read how the children of Israel got caught up in complaining. It was like God could do no good for them. And that was the idea, and so they complained. And yet we read, give thanks to the Lord, for he is what?
Good.
Yeah. It's when we go through bad that we're tempted to say what? God, what are you doing to me? You know? And here in this chapter of Romans, in this verse, it makes an incredible statement where it says, let's see here. It says, it says, verse 21, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God. So the first thing is recognizing God as God, is knowing that God was God. They did not live their lives as though he was their God. Wow. That's powerful, a powerful statement. But look at the next thing that they did not do. What's it say? Neither were they what? Thankful. So this puts thankfulness in a big category. Big category. It says, neither were they thankful. And then it speaks about how God gave them up. How God could do nothing with them because of their unthankfulness. They weren't grateful. Now, so once again, God help us. And I want to challenge us. What are ways that we can express thankfulness? We understand that we can express thankfulness by saying thank you, right? Hey, thanks. Thank you. You know? What are other ways, you know, that we can express thankfulness, that we express gratitude, you know, for situations, for someone? You know, sometimes people go through stuff, right? They go through stuff. You ever go through stuff? And when people go through stuff, I think one of the ways we can express gratitude is to show up and not looking at right or wrong what's going on in this person's life, but show up and be there. You know? Just be there. You know? Just be there. Not here to say anything, to fix anything, to help you through anything. I'm just here. You know? And there's a sense of I'm grateful for what's for what God can do in your life. I'm grateful for what I have seen God work in your life, and I'm here out of gratitude for your life. Wow, that's big. That's big. What are other ways? You know, what are other ways? And what I would say for us this week is to be mindful of when I'm complaining and how I could pull the plug on that and instead be thankful. Well, be thankful. I think that's big. Here's the challenge this week, okay? Write it down. Now you think of something, you're going to complain. Pull over, you know, write it into your phone, write it on a piece of paper. I was just going to complain. You know, it's like this morning I was walking into Dunkin' Donuts to get a fix. It's hard for me to get a fix at Dunkin' Donuts because I hate Dunkin' Donuts coffee. But I got a double espresso cappuccino. I did. And it was like drinking water. I mean, it was, I'm not kidding. It was, I endured it because I forgot to bring coffee with me this morning. As I'm walking in the parking lot across the street, an SUV pulls in. No, a truck, a pickup truck, and stops just into the driveway. And they're waiting for someone to get in. Behind them are cars trying to get into Dunkin' Donuts. Okay? You understand? And the one girl I see, she's sitting there and she's shaking her head. Now, I have this sense of fair play and justice about me that I don't know when not to use it and when to use it. I had everything to do, my first instinct was, I'm going to tell them to get out of the way, get moving. And as I made the next step, I went like this. Can you see what I did? I bit my tongue. And when I bit my tongue, I started to laugh. And it's like, good move, Rulowitz, good move. You know. And then the other sense was focus. Focus on the door, not on the truck. You know, focus. Look this way, you know. And the idea is, you know, isn't there stuff like that that comes up all the time? And complain, you know. And hey, you know, give him a break. Okay, there's people backed up. He's letting somebody in. What's the big deal? You know, and you got to, just, well, it's because, or that idiot, you know. And it's like, Here's what I'm thankful for. You ready now? You ready? Okay, I bit my tongue. I'm not going to complain. Here's what I'm thankful for. Jesus, I want to thank you that I wasn't in the car behind this pickup. Huh? You know what I'm saying? Come on. Thank you, God. Hey, let's stand together in the presence of the Lord.